Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, as we're coming to the end of the extra hour, I want to share the wisdom moment. I want to share the wisdom moment. I like to share it every day. And the wisdom moment is found in Proverbs 6, verses 20 to 23. And it says, my son, keep your father's commands and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them upon your heart forever. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will speak. For these commands are a lamp. This teaching is a light, and the correction of discipline are the way to life. Man, it's powerful.
Good.
I mean, God's word, we just finished talking about abiding, but God's word is a light in a very dark world. I mean, it's a bright light. And when it's dark out and you simply can't see, I mean, if you continue to walk, I mean, you're about to run into something and get hurt.
That's right.
I mean, I remember walking in my bedroom one time and, lights are out. And you know how you kind of walk very slowly in your room because you're about to either run into, if you have kids, that's even more dangerous because there's toys or stuff all over the place.
Right, or dog.
Or dog. Man, and I stubbed my toe. And the pain that was in my toe.
That's a serious toe. I've seen it.
Oh, bro, let me tell you. And it's beautiful because beautiful are the feet that bring the good news of the gospel.
Wait, you're quick.
Well, that's a matter of opinion there.
Lord about it. Talk to the Lord about it. But it was one of them pains.
Yeah.
You know those pains where you're doing like a one hopper? You know what I'm saying? And you're hopping and you're going,
Try not to curse.
Yeah, it was excruciating. Hope not, you know.
Yeah, right.
But the pain was absolutely awful.
Mm.
And Psalms 119, 105 says that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. Listen, it's dark out there. You know what I'm saying? Mm. There is great, great darkness, and we're all on a journey. We're all on a journey, but if we try to walk on, in this life, we try to get, without the light of God's word to guide us and to show us the way. Let me say something. You're bound to not just stump your toe. You're bound to stump your life. You're bound to stump your family's life. You're bound to get into a bad situation. And I think sometimes there's a huge disconnect with some of the tragedies that are happening in our life. There's not a connection between the tragedy, the pain, and the hurt with what has actually happened. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe because you've been walking in darkness and not in light that this has happened. Mm-hmm. I want to encourage you. We're coming to the end of the extra hour. I wish we had more time, but I want to continue to share with you that, listen, God's word will guide you. When you walk, it will guide you. It will give you direction. God's word will speak to you. It'll keep you on the path. It'll keep you from taking deviations and twists and turns. When you sleep, let me tell you something. Joshua 1:8 says, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night so that you'll be careful to do everything in it, and then you'll be successful." When you sleep, God's word will just begin to wash over you. And when you awake, it will speak to you. I love Isaiah 50:40 that says, he awakens me morning by morning, and he awakens my ear to listen as one being taught. Let me tell you, keep God's word ever before you. Let it be a light to remember, to remind you of his ways and of his will, and to guide you, to keep you on the path. Listen, you can't walk this life without light. You can't walk this life in darkness. You're about to crash and burn. Listen, you can be encouraged today. God's word will not only light where you're walking today, but it'll light your future direction. Today's moment of wisdom is found in Proverbs 6, verses 20 through 23. My son, keep your father's commands and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Bind them upon your hearts forever. Fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. And when you awake, they will speak. For these commands are a lamp. This teaching is a light. And the corrections of discipline are the way to life.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.